Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking to Fred Schwier of PoolRx. He's going to go over some of the aspects of using PoolRx in your pool. And of course, PoolRx is a great way to extend the life of the chlorine in your pool and also to keep your pool algae free. And in this first part, Fred is going to go over an overview of the PoolRx product itself. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So I'm joined today by Fred Schwier. He's the Vice President of Sales over at PoolRx. How are you doing today, Fred?
Great, David. How are you?
Good. So this is our annual PoolRx podcast. We've been doing this probably like 4 or 5 years now. And the reason why I do this, always new listeners, always good to recap what PoolRx is, what it does for the pool pro, how it can help their business. And of course, in this environment over the last, actually COVID just officially was 4 years ago, about a week ago, 4 years ago is when everything shut down, at least in California. Florida is wondering what I'm talking about. But the prices of everything spiked at that time. Chlorine essentially went up 100%. Some chlorine products went up 150%. Everyone was looking for ways of making the chlorine last in the pool. So PoolRx was already operating and selling products way before all this happened. They were on the market, I think, over 30 years now, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, since 1984.
And so, let's fill in the listeners of why PoolRx has been on the market for over 30 years and why it's so effective.
Yeah, thanks again, David, for taking up, you know, for giving me the time with you today, and appreciate every year kind of recapping this stuff for your listeners. So this is a great opportunity, and I appreciate it. But yeah, as far as PoolRx goes, yeah, we've been around since 1994, and we are a EPA registered algaecide that is utilizing three active ingredients, including copper, zinc, and silver. What we're going after is the algae in the pool and even the microalgae. And that's really the stuff, even in a clear pool, that's consuming your chlorine first. People, as you mentioned, with the price of chlorine and with the different issues people face out there, PoolRx has been a great extra layer of support for all pool professionals and homeowners alike to keep you algae free, allow you to use less chlorine. It eliminates the need for other specialty chemicals like phosphate removers, clarifiers, and other algaecides. So it's really a chemical savings product. Yeah, we're very proud of our manufacturing and production and our ability to support the trade around the country. We are only sold through distribution. That's really where our pool service professionals can find us. Not only is the product a unique formulation, David, as you know, it's unique to anything else on the market. Like I mentioned, EPA registered with three active ingredients. The formulation is unique. The way it works in the water compared to other mineral-based products is unique. And the critical to our success is our strong chelation. The chelation of our minerals, they're protected at a molecular level, which prevents any kind of fallout or staining issues. And they're protected through the life of the mineral. And then eventually they do get filtered out and they're out of the pool once the filters are cleaned. And so anyway, it's one of those easy products to use. You pick the right unit based on the size of your pool and you just follow the basic directions and go from there.
And you want to go over the steps of using PoolRx for us one more time real quick?
When you're first installing PoolRx, you know, it's important to follow our directions. And it really comes down to sizing, installation, and maintenance. The sizing is important. Pick the right size unit based on the gallons of the pool. Make sure your filter is clean. Drop the unit into the skimmer or the pump basket. run the pump long enough for all the minerals to dissolve out of the unit. Minerals do not dissolve over 6 months. They dissolve in the first few hours. And they form a stable residual throughout the entire body of water. And the minerals are what kills and prevents the algae. And as the water flows back over that empty, specially treated alloy cylinder that's inside of the unit, the minerals in the water are recharged to last for up to 6 months. So you leave that Pool-X unit, that empty Pool-X unit in the skimmer or the pump basket to allow to rejuvenate the minerals in the water. So it's really three parts. You know, what sets us apart is our mineral formulation. It's unique. Our EPA registered three active ingredients, copper, zinc, and silver. The way our product is chelated really sets us apart. That's critical to our success. The chelation prevents the minerals from falling out of solution. The chelation is bonded to the mineral at a molecular level for the life of the mineral. So the mineral does get used up and filtered out over time. And when that happens, the minerals are out of the water because they've been filtered out. And as you clean your filters or backwash your filters, they're out of the water. And if you ever need to, you can always add a booster. And the booster, again, is the same mineral that's in the Pool-X unit. Originally, it's just a tablet. If you have a blue unit pool, you add a blue booster. If you have a black unit pool, add a black booster. Open the jar, just dump that tablet into the skimmer pump basket, run the pump. Those minerals dissolve in a few hours, raising the mineral concentration back up. And then as the booster minerals flow over the original Pool-X unit, they are recharged to last for another 6 months. The following year, you have to put a new unit in because the alloy loses its connectivity with the minerals in the water over time. And it's only effective in recharging minerals for about 12 months in the water. So every year it's a new unit. And if you need to later in the season, add a booster. It's pretty much that simple. The other obvious caveats are you want to maintain normal pool chemistry ranges, normal pump run times. Those are all, standard in the industry. But if you can follow those steps and install it as advertised or as directed, it will work as advertised.
Yeah, and there's two basic units that are available. There's a black and white and a blue and white. And I'm going to go through some scenarios for you, and then you can kind of guide the listener through these scenarios of which unit they should purchase and if they need a booster, things like that. And we'll get into the sizing by these scenarios. I think it's an easier way to size it. And I'll give you the first example. My pool is okay and I have no algae. And they're based on size. So go ahead and go over the different sizing of the two units.
Really, no matter what your scenario, you're going to size it based on the gallons of your pool. So the blue unit or blue and white unit as it's called now, again, just to make a quick reference to the old Pool-RX, Pool-RX original was one formulation. We are no longer producing that. We have now come out with Pool-RX Plus, which you'll see it's the blue and white units that differentiates it. But the other differentiator is the mineral formulation, again, with the three active ingredients. I'm just going to call it the blue unit for now. I'm not going to go blue and white. The Pool-RX Plus blue unit supports 7,500 to 20,000 gallons. And the black Pool-RX unit supports 20 to 30,000 gallons. We want to start by sizing. The blue unit I would recommend for most of the size pools out there, at least in California and in Florida, in Texas, we see some larger pools where people have, these pools at 15 to 30,000 gallons. You can use the black unit and as low as 15,000 gallons and you're going to be okay without the risk of overdosing. But for the most part, you just simply pick it based on the gallons. And to your point, David, you have to think about it this way. The blue unit has 8 ounces of mineral. The black unit has 12. If you're at the high level of what you're sizing, and if you're at a 20,000 gallon pool and you use the blue unit, which maxes out at 20,000 gallons, well, you're at the tipping point of what this can handle. If you already have algae in that pool, some of the mineral does get used up killing algae. If you're losing a lot of water from backwashing or splash out or a leak or what have you, you're already kind of under the tipping point right away on the blue unit. So that's why I recommend folks, in that 18,000 to 30, definitely the black unit. You're going to have more mineral in the water and you're going to have the right concentration of mineral so we can keep you algae free using less chlorine. To the other side of that question is, well, people ask, if my pool is 12,000 gallons, can I use the black unit? And the answer is no. You want to stay with the blue unit. The black unit, don't go under 15,000 gallons with that. and you'll be fine. And the reason is the mineral needs room to dissolve into the water, right? It needs room to go from a granular in the unit. It dissolves into solution through your filter and it forms a stable residual throughout the entire body of water. Well, if you have too much mineral, the water doesn't have enough room to allow it to dissolve. And the analogy I use every year is like a glass of iced tea, you pour sugar in it, you stir up the iced tea, and that sugar makes the iced tea sweet, and the excess sugar that doesn't dissolve settles to the bottom of the glass. Same concept with us. The mineral needs room to dissolve. So that's why sizing is important. There is a wide range for air, but as far as all types of algae, and to your question was, you know, my pool is okay, and I have no algae, which size should I use? You're going to use whatever's based on the gallons of your pool. There's no need to oversize that or anything, or undersize it. You want to use the right one based on the gallon.
Yeah, and then that leads into the next one. So I have a little bit of algae in my pool. Does that affect the sizing of the unit? You mentioned some of it gets used up.
Yeah, good. Yeah, exactly. So I try to kind of outline that. But so if you have some algae, again, your site, just in your mind, you have to understand the harder you make, the more that you make that blue unit work up to a 20,000 gallon pool and you have algae, you're going to be under the tipping point of what we can keep out of the pool. So yes, the mineral does get used up from killing algae. It is out of the pool and reduced in the water from backwashing and splash out and filter cleaning. The more algae in the pool, the more the mineral gets used up, and the shorter the lifespan. And when I say shorter the lifespan, I mean our minerals last up to 6 months. And the way they do that is the mineral dissolves into the water. And as the water flows back over the specially treated alloy cylinder that's in the Pluorex unit that you leave in the skimmer or the pump basket, there's a reaction with the minerals in the water and that specially treated alloy. There's an ion exchange there that prolongs the life of the minerals in the water to allow them to last for up to 6 months. In a pool that is 15,000 gallons and, or, you know, right around 12 to 15, and it's in great shape, no algae, the blue unit all day long. If your pool has some mustard algae in it and it's above 15,000 gallons, you know, I would go with the black unit. If your pool is a swamp, if it's green, a total swamp, and you're at 15,000, definitely go with the black unit. And then just keep in mind that as you're clearing these pools up, the longevity of the mineral will be dependent upon how much algae was in those pools. So at some point, you may need to add additional minerals to the water. So if you're noticing, you know, say 3 or 4 months later comes down, you cleared up a green pool, 3 or 4 months later, you're starting to notice, hey, my chlorine demand's going back up. You know, my water's in good shape, but I'm noticing it's taking me more and more chlorine. Well, that's because the microalgae in the water is starting to grow again. And it's able to grow again because the minerals in the water have been used up and filtered out. And so they're being reduced in the water. And now that microalgae is able to grow, consuming more of your chlorine. The next noticeable sign would be your water's in good, you know, pH range, alkalinity range, it's balanced, it's got a free chlorine residual, but it's looking kind of dull, kind of cloudy. That's like the next visible sign. And then of course, the third sign would be any hint of algae in the water, a tinge of green, a little mustard spot, you know, at that point, you're overdue. You're overdue for some booster minerals. You know, we can get into what the booster is. Mm-hmm. Basically, the booster is the same. Booster is the same mineral that's in the original unit. It just comes in a pressed granular tablet. The blue unit, a blue unit pool would use a blue booster, which is 8 ounces. A black unit pool would use a black booster, which is 12 ounces. And you simply open up the jar and dump the booster tablet into the skimmer or pump basket and then run the pump until all those minerals dissolve. They'll dissolve in a few hours. It'll raise the mineral concentration back up in the water and you'll be algae free within, you know, a day or so. And then those minerals, as the booster minerals flow back over the original unit, it recharges those booster minerals in the water to allow them to last for another 6 months. Mm-hmm. So back to your questions, no algae, a little mustard algae, a green pool, a swamp. Again, sizing is going to be all the same. If you're above 15,000 gallons, 15 to 30, you're in the black unit range. Below that, you want to definitely be in the blue unit range. And if your pool is below 7,500 gallons, if say it's 6,000 gallons, you know, you want to be careful there. You don't want to overdose. So, you know, I'd be comfortable at 7,000, but if you get to 6,000, you're going to want to move to our spa units. The spa units are sized, we have a 400 to 1,000 gallon spa unit. and you can use multiple spa units to reach your whatever gallons you're supporting. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't want to put the blue unit into a, you know, a 5,000 gallon, you know, Entex pool. You're not going to have enough room to dissolve into the water.
Yep. Makes perfect sense. And the flip side of that, let's say you have a 60,000, it's not unheard of in Texas and in Hawaii to have a 60,000 gallon pool.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. So on the, so again, sizing, is going to be based on what you want to use. I would recommend at least two black units in a 60,000 gallon pool. Each black unit, like again, maxes out at 30,000 gallons. If there's some algae in that water and it's a swamp, you're going to have to boost that pool sooner than later. And that's why we have the black booster. It's been on the market the last 2 or 3 years. It's the same amount of mineral that's in the black unit. It's 12 ounces of mineral. And so you would need two boosters to boost that pool down the line if necessary. So the nice thing about having the blue and the black and also the blue and the black booster is that you can mix and match based on your needs. And so really, you know, even in commercial applications, you know, guys have, you know, 100,000 gallon, you know, 200,000 gallon pools. They can mix and match with the units, getting as many of those black units in the pump baskets as they can, and then additional minerals to support the total gallons of the pool.
Let's say you're at 45,000 gallons. You don't want to use two blue black units at that point, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, that, at that point, you'd probably go with a black and a blue. You know, that'd be like your 45,000 gallon solution, or you know, a black and a blue booster. Yeah, so it's you want to have enough. You know, when you get up to in that 50-60,000 gallon range, having two units does benefit you because the alloy, the specially treated alloy, does have a functionality to rejuvenate the minerals in the water. You know, on the flip side, in the extreme, if you were a commercial operator and you had, you know, 100,000 gallon pool and you only had one black unit in there, and you dosed the rest of it, you know, you added, you know, three more black boosters to get to you to 100,000, you're not going to have the rejuvenation power of that alloy. So the extra units are good when it comes to the larger bodies of water.
And then if you have a fiberglass spa, you know, 500 gallons, or let's say it's 400 gallons, and you would just use the spa units.
Yeah, correct. We have two spa sizes. We have the 100 to 400 gallon unit, which is the yellow and white one. I just call it the yellow unit. And we have the 400 to 1,000 gallon unit, and that is purple and white. That one supports the 400 to 1,000 gallon range. When it comes to spas, you know, you want to start with fresh water, clean filter. We don't want to use it with bromine or biguanides. You know, my recommendation is just, you know, I have an above ground spa myself, and I use the yellow unit. My spa is about 450 gallons. I still use the yellow unit, about a tablespoon of dichlor granular once a week, a little potassium monofersulfate, you know, some non-chlorine shock after we use it. And it's super easy. You know, I'm not bathing in a ton of chlorine, and the water stays clear and safe and really easy to maintain.
Yeah, so now that they know that we know the product and what it does, let's transition a little bit and talk about the money saving aspects of Polarx. And you can go into detail more or less. It's going to save you on the chlorine usage, but maybe unpack that a little bit.
I mean, David, you've been using the product in a lot of your pools for a long time, and you know, you said it before on your podcast. But really, what we're doing, guys, is we're preventing even the microalgae in the water from growing, and that's even in a clear body of water, there's still algae in that pool, and it's the biggest consumer of chlorine. You know, bacteria is very easily killed and eliminated with chlorine, where algae, it takes the most, it consumes the most. We are killing and preventing the microalgae, and by doing that, it frees up the chlorine to be more active and available. The other thing it does is it makes the phosphates in the water kind of a non-issue. Phosphates being food for algae. So phosphates do not consume chlorine. They just feed the microalgae that does that. When you have Polarx in the water, you are not going to worry about the phosphates. The phosphates will continue to rise. They're going to come in the water continuously from all the different sources we know about. When you're using Polarx, they become a non-issue. So that's another money saving. You know, not only are you saving on chlorine demand, it's going to actually take you less chlorine to reach your target part per million. The minimum we need in the water at the end of the week is 0.5 parts per million of free chlorine in normal pool chemistry. And that's going to, you know, keep your water, you know, in great shape and safe and clear and algae free when you have normal pool chemistry and all the normal pump run times and all those things. But as far as the money saving aspect, it's the chlorine savings. It's the elimination of your phosphate remover. You don't need to use that. You're not going to have to use clarifiers anymore because the chlorine is now much more active and available to really clarify that water. You're not going to be using any other algicides. We are your algicide. Like I just mentioned, if algae ever comes back to a Polarx pool, it means it's just time for a booster. And the booster is about half the price of a Polarx unit. So it's pretty inexpensive for what it does for you. And not to mention the whole time-saving aspect, which is, you know, time is money. And so you're not going to be getting repeat phone calls. You're not going to have to go back to that pool, you know, twice in a week. You know, you're going to have happy customers that are, their pools are algae-free and crystal clear. And you're going to spend less time at those pools as well. Of course, less shocking of the pool. So a lot of money-saving, time-saving benefits of it. For those that have tried it, they're definitely in the know. And if you haven't tried it, please do. put it on your toughest pool first, and then we'll make you a believer that way. And then once you get it on your toughest pool and you figure out what amazing product it is, then the light bulb will go on how much you can really save even on your clear pools. So yeah, it's really one of the biggest factors is just the time and money savings that the product provides.
And I'm going to emphasize the time saving because, you know, for the pool pro out there, the biggest thing that slows us down is treating algae, brushing algae, talking to the customer, trying to explain ourselves away, kind of like, why is there algae in my pool? So you spend 2 or 3 minutes with the customer, calming him down, and then you spend another 5 minutes brushing it. Then you got to shock it, go back to your truck to get more chemicals. And then typically when that's going on with one pool, you have several pools on your route that have the same problem because you're not using anything to combat it. And it just multiplies. And so there's been many new pool pros that have taken over routes, they purchased them, and 60 pools have algae and they're struggling and they get home when it's dark. So I can't emphasize enough, not only the money saving, but the time saving, I think, is a crucial thing now since time is money more than ever before. But of course, you're going to save money on chlorine. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I think that's an important factor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, you can't get your time back. So I couldn't agree with you more. I wanted to highlight one more thing. We do have our sale every March and April through distribution nationally, where you're going to get discounts at the time of purchase. These are discounts from PoolRx that your distributor is going to provide to you at your time of purchase. So the best time to buy PoolRx, if you're a pool professional, is in March and April every year. And then that's, again, through every distributor nationwide. The other time we also do this same sale is in August and September. Typically, folks are looking for some boosters at around that time. So we turn the sale back on in August and September, another good time to pick up some boosters or some units if you need to. But again, David, we really appreciate your group and everything you do for not only your group, but for the industry and as a whole. And it's our pleasure to you know, provide a product and education for, you know, all the pool pros out there. So again, I want to thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you for your time. And if you're looking for part 2 and 3, you can find those easily. If you subscribe to the podcast, you'll get those sent to you. You can subscribe to the podcast at my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, or you can listen to archived episodes by clicking on the podcast icon on the banner. And I have over 1,300 episodes that you can listen to of covering different subjects. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can, of course, learn more about that also at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.